you know what? People can shit on me all they want for this.
Jesus. Okay? For the Buffalo Bills.
No, I'm talking about Melanson here. Right. You know, like the closers mentality doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
All right, groan all you want. I really don't care. You know, I've talked to enough people that played the game that I really believe this exists. And, you know, from an intangibles perspective, Melanson's a great pick. Just keep him in the National League because he didn't handle the American. This is a guy with a definite closer mentality. Great pick.
Greg.
So how did he have the closer mentality going from New York and Boston?
Let me tell you.
They developed it in Pittsburgh?
I'm a closer mentality guy.
Oh, come on.
I buy into the closer mentality.
So how did he not have it in New York?
I do.
Wait a minute. He didn't have it in New York and Boston?
This is a legitimate question. How do you get it in the National League and not in the American League?
How did he go from not having the closer mentality in New York and Boston to having it in Pittsburgh?
I'd like to ask a former player that. I don't want to give you the answer and throw something out of my ass here.
I'm not saying that I know.
It's an intangible thing. See, you guys are coming in with like a logical sort of perspective.
I gave you a logical question.
A lot of times these intangible things can't be defined by logic.
I don't know if Melanson has it. I don't know enough about the player, but I do buy into the fact that some people have a closer mentality.
I know he has it now. He may have lost that mojo when he went to the American League, but ever since he's come back to the National,
he's been it.
What I'm saying is I don't know going to the American League.
Do you inherit it?
Mess with his head or something like that.
Do you inherit it like at birth, or is it something you learn along the way?
Yeah, you can mock it all you want, but you know what?
I'm asking a legitimate question.
Jonathan Papelbon,
who has the mentality of a 12-year-old, you're getting information from.
That doesn't mean the guy's one of the most successful closers of all time.
Papelbon? It doesn't mean he knows anything about baseball. It means he's a gifted athletic individual.
You just don't go out there and your body, like, you turn it on and off with a switch. You mentally play the game as well, of course. You know, just because he doesn't know how to handle himself maybe off the field or with his teammates.
Basically a catcher tells you to throw a fastball, a curveball, or a slider.
I don't believe it's that simple. I disagree with you. I think it's simplifying it. I think, you know, I've spoken to other relief pitchers besides them, and, you know, there's a mentality. Can you handle the pressure? I remember seeing a guy like Guillermo Moreno in the
90s. You took it from a closer that was successful, right? Did you go and ask anyone that wasn't? Were you not successful because you didn't have the closer mentality?
Yes.
Who was it?
Yes.
And what did? Who was it? The only player I know, I only know one that got it in all of my life that admitted that he didn't have the capabilities to be a closer.
You know, I watched Guillermo Moreno in the 90s, and I remember everybody saying, this guy's got it, this guy's got it. And I looked at him, the guy was very mentally shaky. He would always melt down in the ninth. They put him into closer job, he blew it.
Let me ask you, what about your boy?
LaTroy Hawkins, very earlier in his career.
He's the only one.
Never had that mentality. He told me that he had to basically change the way he thought.
He's the only one that I've ever seen come out and physically that failed and said he didn't have what it took.
What about your boy in Queens right now?
Who's that, Familia?
Yeah.
He's got the closer mentality.
He's got the closer mentality.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
See, my thing with closer mentality.
I remember talking about one of his teammates. Does he have I remember talking to one of his teammates and saying, you know, like, you know, they talked about how these guys play in, like, the Dominican and the Caribbean, and they play in front of these large, intense crowds, and how much pressure it is, and then they come to the States, and they're ready to handle the closer thing because they've pitched overseas.
I just don't understand, right? Like, so I go back to the Yankees, right? So Mariano Rivera gets hurt, and David Roberts.
That's what I was going to bring up about Papelbon. He had a lot of conversations with Rivera about the closer mentality early in his career, and he said Rivera gave him a lot of good tips about how to handle the closer spot.
So Mariano Rivera's a closer. He gets hurt, and David Robertson comes in, and all of a sudden, David Robertson didn't have the closer mentality, but Rafael Soriano went, who sucked every other innings at the ninth inning, right?
And then, that's crazy.
So then, all of a sudden, Robertson only can pitch the eighth inning because he didn't have the closer mentality. Mariano retires. All of a sudden, David Robertson has the closer mentality now.
Well, is it different because, okay, you have to do it now? See, I think that's a part of the closer mentality. I have to do it. I got to be the last guy to go out there. It's like a defensive back. You're one on one man island. And I talk to pitchers about that. I got to shut it down.
You've been with me. They say that. And you have to have that mentality
where you can forget about it. You know what I mean? You know what? I didn't get it done that time. I got to go back out there again. I think it's something to the closer mentality.
You know what? And I get a lot of flack on this. It's cool. and it's always usually respectful. Well, that's revenge like games that. And but stuff here, like here's that. Here's the thing. Yeah. Us, the industry as a whole, we define everything by numbers and logic.
Intangibles play a role.
Intangibles go push against everything. Like something like this cannot be defined. And we can't sabermetrically define it, so people are going to push back against it.
I'm a closing mentality guy. I buy into it. Everybody else is silent.
It's not everybody. It's just Tony and I, because I don't.
It's just getting three outs in the ninth inning of a game.
I think it's simplifying.
So how do I just feel like you can pick so often, right? Like these random pitchers, right? Like who was the dude that made the like that last out for the Cubs? Who did that in the World Series? Game 7. Who was it again?
I don't know.
It was the guy that came over, Mike Montgomery.
Yeah.
Is Mike Montgomery the closer mentality, would
Mike
you say?
Mike Montgomery was a closer in the past.
Oh, there you go.
For the Royals.
Absolutely not.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Am I thinking the same Mike Montgomery?
Yeah, Mike Montgomery was on the Royals, but he was never a closer on the Royals.
Yeah. I thought he got a chance to close at some point.
When?
Hold on, let me look.
Sure. He was a starter for the Royals. And pitch for Seattle.
He was an early draft pick.
He was an absolute early draft pick for sure. With Danny Duffy, the two of them were early draft picks.
Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody else. There's a different Mike Montgomery that I'm thinking about.
Okay, so Mike Montgomery comes in Game 7 of the World Series, life on the line for the freaking Cubs, and he got the job done. Is he the closer mentality now? Because he got
the job
done.
About one out.
But
that's a big out.
Over a full season?
It's a big out.
I can't tell you what he has over a full season.
Consistently go out there time and time again.
Yeah.
You have to go out there and win the game. You don't know what the situation can be. That's a tough spot to be in. It takes a certain mentality to continue. You could throw it away every night.
Scotty, would you say Genmar Gomez has the closer mentality?
Genmar Gomez, who did the job this past year?
For Philadelphia.
I think, talking to his manager,
right.
That's one of the reasons he felt he put him in the spot.
Well, he was only the fifth choice for that spot.
Right, but what he said, they didn't see it. But when they finally got it, he didn't have the stuff, but they felt like he was mentally tough to handle that at the end of the game.
But they didn't see that until...
Because they didn't put him in there because of the stuff. He didn't have the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And they...
It was a surprise to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's because...
They just can't walk down the clubhouse row and say, "Okay, he's got it. He doesn't."
And that's I agree with that. Yeah. And that's kind of my point, because there's a crap load of people that probably could have the closer's mentality. If they're fifth choice,
and there's a lot of people that can't.
Is there a lot of people that can't, or they're just like maybe they're not that good?
I think there's guys that. In the ninth inning, like...
Who is the pitcher?
Here's a good example.
Please.
Here's a good example.
Please.
There are some closers
right.
that when they're not in a safe situation, they start putting runners on base.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Sure.
Because they're so used to being in that pressure situation.
Okay. Who is a pitcher that excels in the eighth inning permanently but won't excel in the ninth?
I don't have a current example, but I'll go back to LaTroy Hawkins.
LaTroy Hawkins has closed games in his career.
No, earlier in his career he did not have that mentality,
but then he developed the closer mentality, right?
I talked to him about it. He said, you know,
he wasn't that kind of guy
earlier in his career.
Have you ever asked Papelbon about it?
What? Yeah,
him. Papelbon says definitely.
I just spoke about it. Yeah.
So when you go to do the road extras at the park and you ask the closers about the closer mentality, percentage-wise, how many of them say, you know
two
what, you're right?
Two of every three guys.
So 75%.
Yes, but the ones who sometimes disagree with me are usually the ones transitioning from, like, middle relief to the closer.
Okay.
I just want to know who is... I think a couple of guys here, outside of LaTroy Hawkins, who excel in the seventh or eighth but cannot pitch the ninth.
I don't have a current one, but Guillermo Mota, when he was pitching, was definitely a good example of that.
Greg, you're not buying it at all. You think it comes down to stuff.
And it doesn't have to be blowaway stuff.
Yeah.
It has to just do it. You got it.
But you don't think there's a certain mentality into the game being in your hands every night?
I think you have to put that aside.
Okay.
Personally.
I think a lot of guys don't do that.
I mean...
Tone?
I think it's the craziest thing in the world. If Scott's right, though, every team should get a team psychiatrist.
You know what? Some teams do have a mental skills coach now.
Yeah, they do. I'll give you
an example of a guy who couldn't handle it in the ninth inning and definitely had the stuff. Bobby Parnell.
It was mental with Bobby Parnell?
I just don't think he was that type of guy. When he pitched. The Mets tried to give him the closer job, and he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, but he's not even major league caliber pitcher.
That guy was thrown. Yes, that guy was thrown 100.
Right, but he was their closer when he was healthy.
I'm saying he blew it a lot.
Well, lots of guys blow it a lot. Did he blow it because he didn't succeed?
He had the stuff. He didn't have the
mentality. But did he blow it because he's not a good pitcher?
He was throwing like 100 miles an hour.
There's a lot of guys that are 100 miles an hour.
To be honest, this guy, in his last healthy season, he actually pitched really well in the closer role. So he never lost it. He just lost his health.
Yeah.
They weren't happy with him in the closer role. There were certain games.
He had 22 saves. In a 2.16 ERA.
There were certain games, big spots, where he didn't handle it and they wanted to replace him.
I think that might be poor coaching, that.
I agree.
Mental skills coach. I wonder if I can get that gig. You know what I mean?
You want to be a mental skills coach? Help people out?
Yeah, I'm just going to help talk to, you know, the guys, when, you know, the players and stuff like that.
And then the conversation is going
to
come up.
All right. So if you're heading out to the mound in the ninth inning,
yeah,
you know, what do you tell the guy with like two runners?
So I say, Mr. Chapman, this is a big spot.
You don't have to tell Aroldis Chapman this.
This is not going to define you.
Tell Tom Watson of the Pirates.
Tom Watson.
Yeah.
Mr. Watson, this is a big spot. But this does not define your life. It does not define your career.
This is
the same thing. This is pitching, throwing the baseball that you've been doing for the last 25 years. Just go out there, take your time, just act like it's you and the catcher. And they would hire me.
I don't know. I've seen some things around you around the studio that you do.